Und Simon Shin Chafei Tief Dalet Af Shaoko Hini Yehudi Laakmei Bishabu. A guy baked a bread in Shabbos. La'atman. Shin chof hei tif dalet. Paz sha'ocha eini yehudi la'atmai b'Shabbos. A guy baked a bread. La'atmai. La'atmai, we mentioned yesterday. The big halacha says it doesn't mean la'atmai because then it's pas balabayis, which is also tea. But we're speaking about la'atmai men, he meant to, he baked it to sell. He had a bakery and he baked bread to sell in Shabbos. And the pashtus is he baked it. Goyim. Most of the city is goyim, and he has his bakery open on Shabbos, and he bakes for the goyim. Now the shaila is a yid permitted to eat this bread? So we have a machlokes. Yeah. In Shabbos, he's allowed to eat this bread. Yesh oitren, others hold that is also. V'yesh matirim. Another salt is water. There's no shayla. In Shabbos is the shayla. Yet. Zicha motel. We're talking about the machlokes in Shabbos. Yesh oichim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzivkos m'tazai. Why do others answer? Shema oicho beina shmoshay kemach oicho. Maybe Beina Shemoshay, so it was then flour or dough. Sheine roi lochay, it's not going to eat. So Beina Shemoshay, so it was not edible. V'it katsoi le Beina Shemoshay. So Beina Shemoshay, it was not Mukhan to be eaten. So it's mukta. That means the yid was makta midaitoi to have this because Beina Shemoshi was not roi machil. Well, say, what? See the Mishnah Berurah. Vafulu im noima dohoyu oz chitin. Afilu, we will assume that Beina Shemoshe, it was chitim. The roi lochay, then it's not mukte. Flour is mukte. Dough is mukte. But chitim, one can eat a raw chitim, the roi lochay. Mikol mokim, ein eruyim lechel, bois inyim, shenasu lebisoy, lacha shenasu bois rudiraisa. But that is zicha beina shmoshe. It did not have the qualifications of a chile that it acquired later. Shenasa bo yisura deraita, shenasa lechen. No. The shenasa lechen. So, because it even we will assume it was. Even if we will assume that it was chitim, kernels of wheat, beina shmoshed, but what it became now It was not before. Before, it only has the capabilities of chewing it, chewing kernels. And now, through the malacha, the araita that the Goyish and Baker had done, shenaz halechem, now it became bread. V'havelei noilog. So it comes out that this bread, Bein HaShmoshe, there was no bread, there was some kernels that were edible, but the concept of bread was not around Bein HaShmoshe. And this became Leila Din Shabbos. Yeah, but Al Kaponim, but in the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't. It was in the beginning of Shabbos, it was kernels. And now in Shabbos, through a malacha d'oraita, it became bread. So that is called Leila. So there's a svara of Yitzchak Tzoi, if it was mukta in the beginning of Shabbos, or if it wasn't mukta, but it became noilad in Shabbos. So that's why others asked to eat this bread, either alt mukta or alt noilad. V'yesh ya'oichlim mitam acher. Others asked for a different reason. That means if a goy bakes bread in Shabbos, and I'll be permitted to eat this bread. Shema yoyma leini yudi lebashel. So this week, I come into the bakery and I see this fresh bread, and I'll take a bread. And it's very good, very geschmack. So I might come to tell the guy if I'm permitted to eat it. I might come to tell them to make some more. We're talking about it's made in Shabbat. Yeah, but if I'll be permitted to eat this bread that was baked in Shabbat, this might give me an incentive. It's good. It's in Shmak. I'll tell them to make more bread for me. V'ahav al gav de'eni Yehudi shehidlik ner la'atzmoi le'gazrina. Even though the halacha is that if a goy is madlik a ner for himself, I'm allowed to derive benefit from the ner. And we're not goyis. So listen, if you're deriving benefit, you might tell them to be madlik another ner. There's a difference between a ner and a midi d'achila. That means midi d'achila, a ner, let's go by a ner first. A ner, a goy was madlik a ner, givaldik, I have a no from the ner. So I'll use the ner. That does not give me an incentive. I should tell him to be madlik a second ner. I have one ner. He was madlik a ner from himself. I'm using his ner. So Mamela, we don't have to be afraid. If I'll use this ner, I'll tell him to be madlik another ner. Why should I tell him to be madlik another ner? He was madlik a ner for himself. Now it's light for me. So Faltik, I'll use the ner and finish. Masha Engain, by midi d'achila, if I go into this bakery and I eat one bread, so give me an appetite. So I'll tell them, bake me another bread. But midi d'achila, the Lord creates that does mean in faith. No, the guy made a light for himself. He made a thought, I'll use his light. Why should I have to tell him to make a second light? But by breath, he made a breath for himself, and I'll enjoy it, and I'll tell him, make me another breath. The God of the Morgan of Romans, the Mentaki of Dain, the Medivide Mechaba Shamashme, this is like Yitam says that this is the reason that we are goyzer if the Yid will be permitted to eat the bread that the guy bakes on Shabbos, he might come and tell him to make another bread. That's why, that's the svara of the Yesh Eichlin. So we have three reasons. Either it was, if it was flour or dough bein hashmoshes, it was iskatoi bein hashmoshes. If it was chitem, the source for it, it's nailag. Or there's a gzeres, if it'll be permitted to eat it, he might come to tell him to make another bread. The yesh masirim, and the others that are matter. The loy mechalki beimidi de barachila v'lav barachila. They don't differentiate, just like when he made a nail for himself. The din is, I'm allowed to derive benefits from it. He made it for himself, I'm allowed to derive benefits. It's because in the giving shemi kol mokain a soul bishvilat me, he made it for himself. So we're not going to, I'll derive benefits for what he made for himself. I'll tell him to make another bread. We're not going to, just like by a nail, we are not going to, but I'll tell him to be madlik another nail. The same thing by a pas, we're not going to, that I'm going to tell him to make another bread. That's that. Well, the Indian muktis viralo, and by muktis, the smaller of muktis, that we said a smaller that is a goy. The guy baked the bread in Shabbos. So there was Stoigrim that held that if he baked it in Shabbos, so since Bein HaShmoshi, it was not Roi Lachima, it was flour, it was dough. So Bein HaShmoshi, it was Muktzeh. So therefore, it's Muktzeh the whole Shabbos. So these Matirim hold, it's not true. Even Jehoya Yecholes Biyat Ha'eni Yehudi Legomroi, this flour, this dough, Bein HaShmoshi, it was Biyad the Goy to make it into a bread. Ein Ha'seh Shem Mukte V'Neila. So therefore, it is not called Mukte V'Neila. Now let me elaborate a little. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Shimcha Pesiv Dalet. Yeah. So there's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos that says as follows. A person puts up a raw challen, well, right before Shabbos, there's raw meat there. He's allowed to do it. Now, Bein HaShmoshes, as soon as it became Shabbos, it's not edible. You have raw meat, you have raw beans. It's not edible. Afal pikein, it is not muktzeh. I let us say Bein HaShmoshes, it was not roi lachila, even this katzoi Bein HaShmoshes. So Taisha says the whole svara of muktzeh is if something I was unable to use it Bein HaShmoshes, then it wasn't oimit to be used in Shabbos. As Maksa does from using it the whole Shabbos. But something that's Gomroi Bidei Odom, that means was put on the fire before Shabbos, tomorrow it's going to be Roi Lachila. That means that even though now it is not Roi, but it's going to become Roi. So there's no such concept of Muksa was Maksa das Mimenu. Because why should be Maksa Data? It's going to be Roi Lachila. So then the Bein HaShmoshi does not create a Din Muksa. So now there are Tzeilim that hold. If a Goy, we're speaking about a Goy bakes a bread in Shabbos. Bein HaShmoshi was flour. It was not edible. But this Goy, he had no problems to make the bread in Shabbos. So the male is thin. He is capable, and he has an intent to bake the bread in Shabbos, so it's not called muktzeh, it's not called, I was maktzeh the yid, ובין השמו ששנו את הגוי יצמאו, זה מסביק מרדאי הוא את הבקרי, ניבק נשאול את הגוי, את הגוי שבקרי, ונשאול את הגוי. So the Yid was never makta datoi from the flower that the goy has now, because he knows the goy is going to bake it in Shabbos. The goy is capable to bake it in Shabbos. So that's called gomrei b'day odom. That means what is now not loy in the beginning of Shabbos will become loy eventually in Shabbos. So they hold it's not called mukta. Fine. So Mamela, we have here a machlekes today. If a goy baked a bread, or speaking about a goyish baker who baked bread to sell to goyim, and he baked it in Shabbat, if a yid is permitted to eat this bread in Shabbat, others say it's mukta, others say that that we're goyters, the goy will be allowed, if a yid will be allowed to eat it in Shabbos, or might tell the goy, make another bread for me. Because the person will enjoy eating it, the bread tasted so good, they might tell the goy to make another bread. So that's why others hold it also. No, he's baking it for goyim. And the yid comes in and the yid wants to use this. The yid wants to take it. He's baking it for goyim. This one doesn't. No. That's not too much of a problem. Kosav Beishoyzit. Kosav Beishoyzit. Because there's only a goyish bakery in the whole shtot. And then the whole week they used to take from him. Shabbos he baked fresh bread for the goyim. Could be. Kosa Beishoyzit B'Shem Eirzorua. So the Divrei Hakel, but according to all the days, in Bishel, I offer Eved Yisrael B'Shabbat. Because here we're talking about that I went into a bakery, there's a Shaila, are we greater? But I'll tell them, please bake another bread for me. Okay, so there's 2 days, yes, yes, Matina. But what if I have an Eved, I have a servant, who baked the best, a goyish servant, and he baked the bread in Shabbos for himself. He cooked something, the first Shabbos is by me. Of the Pan Rishayna, this is the first time he's cooking. Sha'ein ha'evid yoteya im adoino yoicho mizehim lab. Now, this person, this new servant who came in, he cooked something in Shabbos, or he makes something in Shabbos. He doesn't have the faintest idea if his Bala boss will want to eat it, he won't want to eat it. A filo hochi also. But it's zicha, so when he was cooking it and baking it, he didn't have any intent he's doing it for his Bala boss. A filo hochi here, everyone holds also. That I can't go over to him and ask him, can I have this dress? Because the servant knows him, he's working for him. So that means if I go over to him this Shabbos and I say, can I have the bread? So the servant got the message already. Next Shabbos will know to make a special bread for his malabos. He liked the bread. So Mamele, and if he makes it for the Yidaticha, here we were speaking about, the whole case was speaking about that he's making it to sell to Goyim. And the Yid came in. But if it's a servant, and he asked him, can he have a bread, that Zisha is laying the foundation that the next week this Goyim will make bread for him. Now, So we had over here, we're speaking about a goy, baked a bread for goy. The shaila is a yid allowed to eat in Shabbos this bread? So we hear it 2 days. Yesh oislim v'yesh matirin. La halachet l'machadro paskin. O b'shas hadchak. If it's a shas hadchak. What does b'shas hadchak mean? Kigoi, what's in the Mishnah Berurah? Shadol b'kvar yechidi. He lives in a village all alone. He's the only yid there. He has no neighbor to ask for bread. He doesn't have bread. And there's goy baked bread in Shabbos. So there's two alternatives. Either we'll have bread for Shabbos, or he won't have bread. There's no other answer. He doesn't have for himself. Case number one. Case number two. Oyle tzorech mitzvah. Or he needs bread now in Shabbos with Torah mitzvah. He's going to Udas Bris Milah. That means he's making a bris the Shabbos. He didn't know. He was under the impression that the baby was yellow. The Moyo comes to him in Shabbos and tells him, oh, Mamish, the baby can make the bris today. Shayni Shamayim. He is not prepared at all for a bris. He can have 20 guests now for a bris by the Suda. He doesn't have any bread. So now what is this going to say that baked bread on Shabbos? So this is a shas hadchak to this bris milah. Oy l'toyrach birchas hamoiti. Now we'll come to this in a minute, exactly what this means. So that means there's a machlokes, he's allowed to eat the bread, he's not allowed to eat the bread. So, but if he's in a tight, massive, he doesn't have bread for Shabbos, or to do this mitzvah, now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah, then we'll try to explain what L'Tzorech Birchas HaMoiti means. Ala Matirim, Umi Kol Mokei. So you'll have to go into this bakery and you tell the baker. Now, when we learned before, you can buy something Shabbos, Avi, you don't speak about Nekech HaMemke, you don't speak about money, you ask him, can I have the bread? My choice, Shabbos Sunday, you'll go back to the storekeeper, you'll pay him. As long as Shabbos, you're not talking about buying and selling and money, it is mutter. So here, this bakery also knows. He knows all, just like the taxi drivers know. They take someone on Shabbos, they'll get paid after Shabbos. This bakery man also knows. So my mailer, so I can go into this bakery. I'm not today here 5 breads. He gives me 5 breads. Garnish. We didn't. That's what the. Only come back in. She'll, Yisrael, she'll a likray oise lebeite lefray leidama. But I can't say, listen, come to my house. I have money on the table there. That's for sure. That already is making a menka. If you're going to talk now and Shabbos you're going to pay him, there's a new problem over here. No, in Shabbos you don't talk about money, you don't talk about base. That's right. Now, we have to understand what the Mahaba said, 3 cases that one could be make of. And then be same on the matirim and take this bread. Either Tzorech Shabbos, Tzorech Sudas Bris Milah, or Tzorech Birchas HaMoiti, which is very, very unclear. What does this mean? Tzorech Birchas HaMoiti. So the Prima Gozim is a problem to understand this. The Prima Gozim wants to say Tzorech Birchas HaMoiti means like this. He doesn't have shleimim for lechem mishnah. He has a lot of bread. But there's a mitzvah to make a moiti and a lechem mishnah shleimim that he doesn't have. So this is permissible. Now, I go, Dr. Amor, אבל אוסו ליטן לאי מויס מערב שבת, but he's not permitted to give him money ערב שבת, ושייתן לאי הפס בשבת. But this whole scenario we're talking about, the guy makes the bread for his, he makes 100 breads for his Goyish customers. I come into the Goyish store and I say, can I have 5 mukula? Can I have 5 bread? The guy gives this to me. And that's we hear a machlokes today is a mutter as an osur. But to come to the guy Erev Shabbos and tell the guy, I'm giving you money now, tomorrow I want to come and then get 5 bread for you in Shabbos, fresh bread I want to get from you in Shabbos. That is Dicha also. The Oz Adaita the Israel Ka'ozit. Because there, if I gave the money Erev Shabbos, and I'm paying it now for the 5 breaths that I want to take in Shabbos, so it comes out this bread, these 5 breaths were baked in Shabbos for a year. A goy did a malacha for a yid in Shabbos. I think, so the mele, this is Icha Oster. One is not permitted to derive benefits from a malacha that a goy did for a yid. So if I gave him money out of Shabbos, so the mele, that I want 5 breads in Shabbos, so it comes out in the 100 breads that he is baking, 5 of the breads he is baking for the yid. The yid is not allowed to derive any benefits of that. Litein lo imoi, look the Mishnah Berurah, there's also the Divrei Hakel, Vafilu l'tzoyrech mitzvah. Now in Dirshu, he brings down a A guy does a malacha for heat in Shabbos. I feel like he didn't tell him to do it. I'm not permitted to derive benefit from it. Maybe he didn't later. For it. So that's okay. I gave him money out of Shabbos. I told him I want 5 mukulas on Shabbos. So when he was baking his 100 mukulas, he had a cheshbon that 5 of the mukulas I'm baking is for the sheet. He's baking. He has X amount of customers and he has to bake 5.
That's not a mukulas, man.
No, this is, you know, I'll take an offer of it. We'll see why later. If a guy does any malacha for me in Shabbos, I'm not permitted to drive down there. So they bring down, the deal she brings down from the Maram Shik, if you have a newspaper which is printed in Shabbos by Goyim, and I'm a customer there, so it comes, I give the money in advance, so it comes that in Shabbos they are printing for me also. This goes into the Chesmen, that I'm one of their customers. So my mail is so one is not allowed to. I'm not allowed to read it. We'll see. I'm not allowed to read the newspaper in Shabbos. I feel it would be speaking about things you're allowed to read, but I'm not allowed to read it in Shabbos because this paper was printed for me. They say, "Bring us how many newspapers they printed was, how many customers they had." They can say, "Make a little bit," but this teacher printing a paper for me. So this should be also. Now we'll see later this, well, as the thief continues. The sin continues. Thief, hey, any Yehudi. So we had about components we had so far. If a guy baked bread for goyim, and is a yid allowed in Shabbat, is a yid allowed to use any of these breath. So we hear today is Yesh Oishrim, Yesh Matirim, and he says about the yeet is put with Shemach on the Matirim, and you're allowed to eat the breath. Any Yehudi Shetzot Dogim, the same case, A guy went fishing, and he had fish. By like kindness, or he gathered kindness, he plucked off kindness from the tree. La'asmai. Now this is for himself. So theoretically, this is similar to the previous thief. The previous thief is he baked bread for himself or for his gaisha customers. And there we have a machlokes to the Jesus allows to eat. Here he caught fish for himself, or he struck payers for himself. As suddenly Israel, here's our machlokes. There's not much in it over here. This is also fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Why is this different? What is the difference between catching fish, baking bread? That's the Mishnah Berurah. But there, in this case, Kula Alma Maida Da Asa. Everyone is Maida that this is Asa. Mishum Duhu Adai Mukta. This is considered Adai Mukta. Fish that were caught in Shabbos. Shani Taidu be Shabbos. They weren't Muslim from Erev Shabbos. V'choshkein ha'ishchem gam bepas besiv Shabbos. Fine. So now, let us just, I'd like to mention the Gemara of the Chazaynish. And with the support of the Chazaynish, we can perhaps understand the Gedolei two halachas. The Chazaynish said before, if we have a guy that has flour in his house, he has an intent to bake bread from this flour. So this flour was oimes letashmish adam, was by the guy. It was aimed to be baked in Shabbos. How's it going to be baked? A guy's allowed to bake on Shabbos. So it's not called mukta. It's called gomribne. It's aimed to be used on Shabbos. That is, if it is in his rishus, and it's aimed to be used on Shabbos. Something, fish that were lesbenashmoshes, they were still swimming in the river. Or fruit which was still on the tree. It wasn't Bechlal and his Rishush. So it's not called there was Oymed Lachila. They don't go on Shabbos and catch the fish. But Beinash Moshe, it wasn't considered Oymed Lachila. So this is Icha Mukta. This is considered Mukta and it is also.
Well, yeah, this is Oregon tree.
Right, not with style. The Kozman, it's on the tree, and it wasn't oimit. So we'll see later a case if it was completely grown already. We'll see. We'll speak about the case. But this is one of the reasons something that the shusai, that's oimit le shimush, then it is a small, it's not mukta. But if at the present time it's still on the tree, it's not oimed l'shimush, so that is not called muzmin, and it's called mukta. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Obezer kulal mamoide dosa mishin dehu vaday mukta. This is a fish that was caught in Shabbos, it's mukta. They first came into the rishus of the goyim Shabbos. It was an oimit to be used, these fish. The lav davke shed sodon any yudi. Not only if a goy trapped it, to who adil, im nitoidu me'alayim. Let's say a yid put out a trap. And in Shabbos, this fish were trapped. דורו עדין מצדים אליי בשבס, ומצד שכל שמח ערב שבס. פה, אם זה ערב שבס בין השמושה, they were not rimed לשימוש אודו, they were still swimming away in the river, so it was not rimed לשימוש ערב שבס, so it's called מוקצה.
מה זה לא?
Then it's not shayla. Then it's not mukta. We're talking about, then the whole problem is the cooking. But if it was caught out of Shabbos, it's no problem. Here we're talking about it was caught in Shabbos, and that is why everyone holds it mukta. We'll talk about that too. I like it, Davis. Gam kein lishim mukta. If the guy pick the Beiris in Shabbat, that's also also Al-Tzmukta. The Mechuborim Hoyu Bein HaShemoshes. So they were not as yet Oymed Lishim HaShodov. Maybe he's going to pick them there to grow more. That means that if they're still growing on the tree, so it wasn't Oymed to be used. He left it there on the tree, it should grow a little bigger. So it wasn't oimid bein ha-shmoshes to be eaten. So it's called it was mukta bein ha-shmoshes. Number one. One? No, it wasn't oimid to be eaten because it was left on the tree. But it wasn't oimed to be eaten because it was left on the tree bein ha-shmoshes, so there was no intent for it to be eaten. If a person would want to eat it, he would have picked it before Shabbos. If he left it on the tree, so that's a raya, he's leaving it there, wants it to grow more. So it's not oimed la-chile. It's not oimed. Something which is on a tree is oimed to continue growing. You can do everything, but it's not oimed to be done. It's if the tree, if the family is on the tree, it's oimed to stay there and grow more. So Manu said, that's mukta. That is mukta. Fine. That's one reason. It's mukta. We hear a lot of Perish Shenoshu, Perish Paul in Shabbos. For the dinners, you're not allowed to eat them. And the reason is, Chazal made a decision, if a Perish falls in Shabbos, you'll be allowed to eat it. So he might come and pluck another peri. I mean, if a person with mamish geshmak, it's very good. The right remedy is, and if you'll eat one apple that fell in Shabbos, this besides the mukta the kisses. That means, let's say, we'll talk about a peri that's completely ripe, it's not growing anymore, so could be, that is oimit to be. But it's a gzeir of peri shenoshu. Peri shenoshu means that if it was mechubah in Shabbos, and then it fell down. So if I will be permitted to eat it in Shabbos, so I might, by mistake, pluck another peri. I'm in the middle of eating, and it's kavod good for covered Shabbos kodesh, so I'll take another peri. So there's a gzeir of peri shenoshu. So the gam, the gezrin, b'zeshem, yalla, v'yitloish, Kamaisha Gosu are paid as her nation be Shabbos, to the Lord the Simin Shin Chav Beis. Mishum da Otom lo tachem. A person, when he's eating, if he's eating one food, it's a normal instinct. I'll take another food. And he won't chesh when it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to. If he's in the middle of eating and it's Kishmak, he might come and pick another peri, and it's not a big deal to do the gambekalu l'tosha. That means it would be a big affair to take another peri. So we say, listen, before you take down another peri, chokakum tov benet Shabbos. But since it's very easy to have another peri, so memele and a person is lost achar achila, so they were going to Shema, Tad jau gaidzē šem īt, lai sadēs abēkā pēdējā našu vēzās. To hū ādien, šien kāršien litlišu āidei eini jūdī. If it was plucked from a guy, like so this is not worse than the wind blew down the fairy. That means we have a gzeiris chazal. If a fairy became accessible to eat in Shabbat, we're going to, if he'll be permitted to eat it, he might come to eat another fairy. So Memele, that is why Chazal answered Pesach Shanashu. So it's irrelevant if the wind blew it down or a guy picked it. The Shnei im Nikolishu Shalaya Yidei Yisrael, and the Melee, so there's an Yisra of Pesach Shanashu. So the Kisra, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if a guy caught a fish in Shabbos for himself, or a guy plucked payas for himself, there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees that a yid is not allowed to teach payas, either a muktzadikidin, since they were not accessible before Shabbos, to his maktadatoi, so it's mukta. And by basis, there's another cheshbin of Pesach Shanashu. That means Chazal made a gzeira that if a fairy fell off a tree in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it, out exactly, you might come and pluck another fairy. So this applies here also. But Sukkot, we're going to learn soon. We're not up today yet. The Mechaber will speak about this. Now, before we go further, there's a very interesting machlokes. A poskim by if a chutz la'olet tikiyi is an Eretz Yisrael, and by him it's Yom Tov Sheni, and by the Eretz Yisrael tikiyi it's the first day Chalamoid. And they are selling or giving out agavos which were cut off first day Chalamoid. So, but by him, it's not the first day Chalamoid. By him, it's Yom Tov. By him, it's Yom Tov. So there is a big machlokes apoyim if he's allowed to use it. Just like we say over here, when the guy picks it for himself, so, but there's a gzeira of Pesach HaNoshrim, and I'm not allowed to eat it. So could be in the same vein, if I'm an Eretz Yisrael and they even picked it for themselves, that off is very good. But for me, it's Yom Tov. So my mail could be this, there's Mekilim and Machmirim. Asurim, let us see the next Mishnah Berurim, Asurim Yisrael. Bein Bachila, Bein Betulto, these pages, these dogim are also alive the Kulam. Now let's continue further seeking. Vafilu stafe ilikton oitodon hayoi. Now we're coming to the Shaila of Sophie. That the goy has pages. I don't know when the goy picked the page. He picked it for himself. The guy is present. I don't know if he picks it in Shabbos or he picks it on Friday. Are these fresh pages? Is this a fresh fish that was just caught? Or is this an old fish? Now, I don't know. But philosophic in Lichton, I saw them Assuming by Bayayin. It's also looking by in the Mishnah Berurah. Avol le'erev mutorim miyad, afilu vadei liktom v'tzodon ayay. But at night, I'm permitted to eat it. And we'll see later, we'll appreciate this later when we see the next thief. No, this is also, if that says to the smith, it's only by pot, but this is also, that's how we started off the thief. dat is dat een ziekst kan gevallen. We zijn kom allemaal bij de dag. Het gaat zo. Het gaat zo. Het moet zo. Het gaat zo. Het gaat zo. Nou, laat het zien. De mishnaboer zijn kom gevallen alles. Dat is een safik. De safik mochen als een safik. If it was mochen met boi, jaren en hart. I assume that it wasn't mochen met boi, jaren. The Beishaisim says the reason is because if we have something growing, I have a pansy that's growing. This guy picked it for himself. It's Shabbos now. So I have a something. Did he pick it on Shabbos or did he pick it Friday for Shabbos? The something picks it on Shabbos. It's fresh on Shabbos. So something moved. I don't know when the guy picked it. I don't know when the guy caught the fish. I assume that if he can pick it today, the something picked it today and not yesterday. The Safik Mukhanosa. Ahilu Amatila Lakama Basim Zain, but Safik Linya Maitoy Shabbat, Musi Ladies in Pidamayte Ukhulakame. The Dapke Pisafiku the author, the Tolina, the Baiba Yaini Tai, the Venitusho, and the Safik, we assume it was growing on the tree. But Dominic picked it Shabbos. He's eating it Shabbos. But Dominic picked it Shabbos. Why she pick it Friday for Shabbos? Avol im nika the nitla show me other Shabbos. But if you look at the paisa, you see, kagoyin paisa shenifmishu, the paisas are not so fresh. They're wilted. The chain bedogim, you look at the fish and you can tell already that the fish is not a fresh fish. But he, I got on the show, it's not a sausage, you can tell. So come and listen and talk to him. Well, I ain't sure the great choice. But la'ere, mutar miyad. But, so in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. The tmukter is a day of Pesach Salmation. Wait, so you Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it right away. The Davkik, Sha'osa, Melacha, Bishmil Yisrael, Davkik, a great did it for a yid. Udagosu, Lefto, Be'erav, Akadesha, Yas, who can have in the next seat. The next seat. That if a goy did a Melacha in Shabbos for a yid, so he's not allowed to use the Shabbos, and he's not allowed to use it right away, Mitzvah Shabbos, till the time will pass that it'll take for the guy to do what he did in Shabbos to get this food. So we have to wait till that time will pass. We'll see later in the next week. So Tommy received Shachazet. I wish also lastly was Shach LeMikzah. Now we will see the book, which is Amayla de Kirsti. Im Likait, Vitzot Bishmil Yisrael. Now, you see, Fahimu was speaking about he picked it for himself. He caught it for himself. So he had this Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. Make sure Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Here, he didn't talk for the yeet. He wants that the yeet should have fresh food for Shabbos. So the mele in Likate with some Bishkil Yisrael. Oy Bishkil Yisrael v'einam Yehudim. Or he picked it for yeeten, for goyim. It's matzah, if yeeten had goyim. So, but he picked it for Eden also. Then the din is, you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. And so, lahamtin le'erev b'stei she'yasu. You have to wait, moitzoi Shabbos, that the time that it took to get it and bring it in Shabbos, that time has to pass. Let us see the Mishnah board. In Likit Vitzot, for who had did, this is Amiradiki Yisrot, for whole Melachis de Reise, all Melachis, the Reise de Melachis, so also a Haini Yehudi Bishmil Yisroel, a Goy did a Melachis in Shabbos, or I didn't tell him, but he did it for you. ואפילו עושה מעט מייקל לא יצחי בישראל, כבר כמה שמתקת את פרוס, אין שם די שייטס, או בשביל ישראל ואין עם יהודים, כגוי, שהיה מחת ישראל או מחת אין עם יהודים, אוי וידוע שגם לישראל צוד וליקס, אפילו לסרב קוין, but I know he picked this for the Yid also. After I was in the music, to the cameras. Yeah. Charlie Hlantis. But I know. I feel Israel Achash when you can't be spilling. I feel another Yid. That means this guy picked a fairy. He knows the Rav likes fairies. He picked this fairy in Shabbos for the Rav. So no one is allowed to eat it in Shabbos. And when so is Shabbos, we have to wait till a time will pass by. That's the time that it took to get this peri and bring it to the Eid. Even the Osa, but even the Osa, since this guy did, Balacha de Reise Bishmul Yisrael, for a Eid. Also, la'keil la'honei as mitzvah Shabbos. No one is permitted to derive benefit from it. B'chdei she'yatsu. Lofin a minute, b'chdei b'shabbos guf, b'tutu nami yosa. Yeah. K'la'chav k'b'tot not only by hi'hamti, tu'din b'chol ha'maloch l'chinao. V'atam da'osu la'keil at b'chdei she'yatsu. Why did Chazal ask it? To read, number one, you are yellow, me malacha, and that is the spiel Yisrael the Shabbos. Number one, they did not want that a yid should derive benefit from a malacha that was done in Shabbos with Tzairach Yisrael. That means to derive it, that means if the guy spent 2 hours to bring this apple to me. He went to the orchard and he came back to my house. He spent 2 hours. Chazal did in the so this the Achilu Shabbos was done with Tzairach Yisrael. The Chazal wanted that a Yid should not derive the benefit from such a union, and therefore I have to wait 2 hours. Mitzvah Shabbos, number one. Number two, the Gam Gozlo, the Shia Mutter, Miyad Mitzvah Shabbos, Evel Mimutter, Yayin Lein Yishuv Yehudi B'Shabbos, Loch and Shia Mizuman Al Mitzvah Shabbos, Miyad. If we will say that it's Mutter Mitzvah Shabbos, Miyad, so tell the Goyin Shabbos, the Mitzvah Shabbos, Evet. So which is the other, tell the Goyin to do a Malachim, then. Okay.
Four.